This call is being recorded.
All right, well, thank you very much for being here today. We have an agenda that Tarira sent out. I'm hoping that everybody had a chance to at least see that, but I will run through it here quickly as we get started. So key agenda points for today is a product update, the donor management module discussion update, and I think that'll be led by Linda, those two. Implementation update and implementation schedule by Ronwin. And then I'll touch base on possible future countries and or expansions and any other items of business. Are there any other items to add to the agenda for the conversation today? Or any questions to any of the members of the team? All right, I'm going to create a question and I'm going to ask Malekwe to give us a bit of an update on how the team's been doing here in Lesotho at the end as part of the implementation updates, I hope. So we'll take it from there. But getting started, then Linda, can we hand over to you for a bit of a product update and run through the first two agenda items, please?
Sure. First of all, can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so in terms of the product update, obviously BSIS version 1.0 was released at the end of August as planned, and is obviously currently now being implemented in Lesotho. The development team in the meantime is sort of carrying on and working on the next release, so there are a number of new features and enhancements, particularly around the user interface and the configurations within the user interface, and some additional management reports. So essentially some of the reports that didn't make it into version 1.0 will be in the next version. So that's all underway, and we hope to get an estimated release date for that particular version fairly soon. The other big area that we've been looking at is doing some design and really some discussions around solutions both for the use of a laptop and a mobile clinic and for the internationalization. So those are the two big new areas that we're working on the design side at the moment. Just the other thing is, based on all the feedback that we're getting from Lesotho, we've also had a number of change requests coming through. So they've all been going into our system. I have been responding to some. Some are features that are actually already available, but just needed highlighting. But there are a number of requests, and what those will do is they will go through our proper process now in terms of prioritizing and really seeing, firstly, if they're going to be of they're a common enough requirement that they'll be of value to be included within BSIS as a whole. And then really just the priority and the planning of when is the best time to start to include those into the development roadmap. And just to say, quite a few of those have been around reporting. So that's particularly helpful feedback. It's going straight into the process as we speak. And I will be keeping the Lesotho team in particular updated in terms of where we are and if we need additional information, also what the decision actually will be around those requests. So I'll just start there. The last point, any comments or questions?
Yeah, Linda, this is Carl. Could you please unpack a little bit more when you said user management reports are going into the next release? Would you mind unpacking a bit more of the detail of what those are, and also unpack a little bit around support requests that have come from Lesotho, which ones have been addressed in the new features, and what are the types of requests coming out here?
Yeah, so the short one in terms of what is already being completed and will be in the next release in terms of the reporting is there's something called a blood units issue report. And that's essentially showing what was issued to where and what the gap was between what was issued and what the initial request was. And then there's also an aggregate report about third donors. So those are two that have already been done and are sitting there, and there are a number of others that are in the backlog ready to go into the release.
All right, so would you be able to share on the next call just a list of reports that are being planned to come up in the next release? So that the country, well, as Malek was online now, and hopefully the next call will have the other countries on board that have a bit more understanding of what's coming up in those reports. I believe you and Dan are doing scheduling and planning at the moment. Is that correct?
Well, we're currently working on the items that are going, that will be going into the next release. So, and certainly, I'm back to Malek this year, but I'm for the next call as well.
Yeah, I think it'd just be nice as we start, I think just for the general, everybody on the call, one of the things we want to do a bit more here is get countries more engaged. So Malekwa, yourselves getting more engaged, getting the Zambia team on more. So as we start to talk a bit more about the product update, if there's any key questions that you have, and I'm trying to play the role of other interested parties from other countries here, just to be able to say this is what's coming and what we're going to be expecting in the future. So as Linda's mentioned, there's those two reports that have just come up. That should be released, the aggregate referrals, deferrals report, and the other one. So if there's any particular question that you have, this would be the forum to kind of ask it and also say what's broken in the future as the next set of calls come around. So any thoughts from your side? Anything you want to ask the team that's coming in the next version that you think is missing from this version?
I think the main thing that is missing is the statistics, as we have discussed with the people who are doing the training here. Because we could see that there were only three types of reports, but we wanted the detailed report, including the gender or age ranges for blood donors.
Linda, has that request come through yet? Have you got it enough? Has that been broken into enough detail for you to start looking at?
It's something I will be following up with. If I've logged all of those already within our system, if I require further feedback, I will go back to the Lesotho team, and I've actually had some interaction with Kotso already, which has been helpful. But just to say, they will all definitely be considered and also, you know, looked at together with the other reporting requirements we have from the other countries. And there is a large overlap between them, as there obviously will be. But just to say that's the process that's going on at the moment. And then just say these requests have come in like yesterday and today. So, and you know, I haven't gone through them and agreed with Daniel which ones will be implemented and which ones haven't. We haven't had time to do that yet.
Okay. Anything further from your side, Malek, on that one? Are you good with that?
I think most of the things that you asked have been addressed. But the one about the mobile clinic lookup and the donor list, we are still waiting for the final response. You remember it, Luke? Yeah, you remember the one about the donor list and the mobile clinic lookup? And you said you are working on it.
Yeah, but the donor clinic, donor lookup is already in 14.1.0 as you requested.
Mm-hmm.
So that list is there. The report that's intended to be printed out sort of per venue, so that you can take it out with you to the mobile site and be able to see if someone's actually eligible to donate on that day or not. That is available now in version 1.0.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but just to say, yeah, just thanks for sending all of that information through, especially the reporting stuff, as I'm sort of concentrating and looking at those, all that feedback is very helpful. Also, actually, while we're talking about reporting, the other large feature actually that will be in the next release is something called a data export. This is not a report. What this is essentially a data export of the key records within the database. Download and import into Excel and be able to do analysis essentially on the raw data from the database. So when looking at all the reporting priorities, the decision was made that this would probably be useful for people who wanted to do more in-depth analysis, that they could actually have access to all the data to developing the management reporting.
Okay, so thanks for that, Linda. I think so, Malekwe, that's your two reports that the issue that we saw here this week. All right, so that should be quite good. If any of this isn't clearing up, or you feel the questions aren't coming back, please bring it to this call. This is where it's a great place for us to talk about it as well as the emails. I think the emails are important, but it's a nice place to raise it here too. Mm-hmm. Great. So anything else around reporting?
Yeah,
Michael?
Hey guys, this is Michael. I'm here in Lesotho with Carl. Just a quick question. Does the reporting allow for the CDC data points?
Sorry. Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Hi. So the data export that I was just talking about, which is essentially an export into an Excel spreadsheet that essentially has all of those records within it, you will be able to get the majority of those CDC indicators from that. And the ones that you won't are the ones that we've already indicated, that the things that BSIS doesn't capture.
Okay. And then the timeline on that?
As I say, that will be in the next release. I don't have a date for it yet, but it will be in the next release, not a later one.
And if I understand it correctly, to get those CDC data points, the data export would be run, and then queries on the Excel sheets would need to be run to get those data points.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Any other thoughts, questions, or comments around that?
I have one question.
We'll stay with you.
Regarding, are we able to track, and I believe my answer, it's yes, but the number of voluntary donors and the number of family replacement so that we can assess where the LBTS is for accreditation purposes, because to be fully accredited, you have to have 100.
All right, just to repeat your question there, Christine.
Okay.
Sorry,
Does the donor management module allow us to track the number of voluntary donors?
So the question is, can we track the number of voluntary donors versus family replacement donors?
Right, you have to, because for full accreditation, you have to be at 100% voluntary. So we have to track family replacement and voluntary, and hopefully the family replacement gets to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're aware of that. Sorry, there's a bit of feedback. Yeah, so we're aware that's one of the key indicators. And so that is one of the points that is collected. And in fact, there is even an existing report in version 1.0 that shows donation by type, a management report that really categorizes them according to those. There are four default categories, which is voluntary, family replacement, autologous and other. And certainly in terms of more sophisticated analysis, the data export will be able to provide that as well.
Sorry, Linda and Ronwin, if I can ask both of you to talk a little slower. There is a bit of a delay and echo that comes through. Could you just clarify very simply, can BSIS track the donors between voluntary and family replacement, yes or no, and then expand slowly.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And is it by donor or by donation?
It's by donation.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the very robotic and approach, but there is a bit of a delay on our side. Christine, did that answer the question?
Yes, it did. And I believe Linda said it's available now, not in a future release. It's available now. That's my question.
Yes, that's okay. Correct. So okay. There is already a report that lists donations by type. And in addition, when the data export is available, that you'll be able to do even more analysis around that.
Okay. And
Linda, Ronwin, we've lost you.
Carl, can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Sure. So Linda was saying that yes, it is available now in the report.
Okay. Great. So Christine, I'm assuming that answers both your questions.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions around reports? Not management and blood management module discussion.
Sure, I think we can, Carl was saying we can move on to the blood management, donor management discussion. So what we wanted to put to the table was, is there any value in having the ability within the system to have only the donor management side of things without the blood management, so the full visas, or should people only be allowed to use the full visas? Did everybody hear that?
So I'm gonna clarify it for the team here in Lesotho, what the question is. So the question stems from that BSIS is currently in two modules, donor management and blood management. Since that decision was made early on, one of the factors was to start implementing BSIS sooner in Lesotho. Now that we have both modules, is there any scenario where a blood service would want to only implement donor management and not blood management? And that is the bottom question. What is the use case for separating the modules? Does it exist anymore? Or are we always going to roll out a full BSIS from donor through to blood management? The feedback that we've had so far has been quite in favor of a full system. What we'd like to hear about is there any objection to that? And or suggestion as to why we'd be doing it differently, or what the merit is of maintaining the two modules approach. So, Michael, Malekwe, any initial thoughts?
No, I think you don't have to separate the two modules. Because now we can see the safety of the product is improved more by having those two modules. Because now when we had only the blood donor management, and now that we have the blood management, we can see that there is some improvement in the safety and the traceability. I think it has improved. If you have only blood donor management, there's still going to be a lot of paperwork, which we think it creates a lot of errors.
Yep.
So I'll go for a full blood management module.
So both at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel strongly about that. I think we should just go with the full BSIS. And frankly, I can't imagine like any blood service that would only opt for one of the two modules. And I think going forward, I mean, BSIS it's a full BSIS. And I don't think we want to get into the business of saying, okay, well, you can choose whichever module you want. I think it should be the full package. You know, it's a full BSIS and this is the way it is.
Good.
I don't know. Others?
Carl, this is
Christine. We just had Michelle join the line.
Hello, this is Christine.
Sorry, Christine, you've got very, very faint. Would you mind talking closer to the microphone?
Sure. I am in full agreement with both Malekwe and Michael. Also, I'm thinking ahead to the transfusion module that we discussed And with the foot, you want that way where you would have BSIS vein to vein. And any and also the blood centers that are now using, that would be implementing a full BSIS, would also be able to work closer with their hospitals with that third module, the transfusion module. So I think you would be setting up the blood services to truly have the vein to vein when you get that other module eventually. I think we talked about it. So I think setting up a full BSIS is the only way to go. I think the development, I think you had the two modules due to the how it was developed, and also that Lesotho themselves had been using a donor module that we had created for them. So that kind of led them to the modular approach. But any other blood services, now that you have the full system, would be able to truly implement, because the infrastructure is already there, the hardware, the server. And so there really isn't very good reasons to ever not have both full BSIS. And it's also, as Malekwe stated, the safety value is enormous with the full BSIS, because labeling is critical. And the labeling is in the blood management module. So I think you have donor to product and eventually patient with transfusion services.
Thank you, Christine. Michelle, welcome to the call. Good to have you online. Back to Linda in Cape Town. The floor is yours again.
Okay, all I just wanted to say then is just thank you to everyone who responded on that email thread, because there was a consensus from everybody that the combined donor plus blood management was the way to go. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Okay, so to summarize, I believe we're at a community consensus of those that are on the call and via email that there is no scenario whereby we'd be looking to implement a donor module without the blood module. And Ronwin and Linda, are we fair to make that decision today? Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss before we as a team make that decision?
No, I'm happy with it. And honestly, I think, you know, Malekwa's feedback was invaluable, because, you know, Lesotho is the one place that's actually done this and had the most relevant experience. So, yes, I nothing more to add to that.
I don't have anything more to add either.
Okay. So it was discussed, so it shall be. Here we go. All right.
Actually, just a late-breaking comment from Michael. You know, I'm actually here observing training this week, and I think, you know, the full BSIS will really, you know, it allows the implementers to put together a more comprehensive training package. And so I think that's really would be, you know, I'm seeing it here in Lesotho, but I think that would be more advantageous for every blood service. Thanks.
Right. Thank you all. And I think that's probably a good segue for us to kick the ball back to Ronwin for general implementation updates. And if you want to call out to Malekwa or myself in Lesotho for any on-the-ground updates, happy to feed those back to Ronwin.
Sure. Well, I think that's a great idea. What I might do is give brief updates on the other countries and then hand over to the team in Lesotho.
Sounds good.
So just to start off with Zambia, which I think is the most critical at this point, just so everybody's aware, they've had problems with procurement. And so 2 weeks ago now, we decided in conjunction with them to delay their implementation to start on the 25th of October as opposed to the end of September. So it was pushed by a month. Okay, I did make the CDC team aware of this at the time, but I just wanted everybody else to be aware that there's been that delay. And so the next country we'll be going to for deployment and training is actually Ghana at the beginning of October. Okay, talking about Ghana, we are ready for the beginning of October. They are finalizing their procurement and waiting for equipment to arrive. we are on track for the 15th of October. In terms of the Ethiopia team, they're in the process of increasing their maintenance and their performance. The update that I received today is that we have a month and we've done four and to do Ethiopia. So we're moving forward in that plan. We'll be going there the week after we go to Zambia. But things are progressing well and we look to implement according to schedule.
And Rodman, this is Carl. Just for the sake of the team on the call who's making notes, please could you summarize the start of the visit dates and the expected go live dates of each of the three countries you mentioned?
Okay. So looking at the schedule, the beginning of the implementation date for Ghana is the 3rd of October. And the go live date for Ghana is the week of the 2nd of February.
You mean the week of the 6th of February?
Sure, sorry. I'm dyslexic.
It's okay.
Sure. So then the Zambia start date is the 25th of October, because the 24th is a public holiday in Zambia. Their go live date is the second week of January. And then Ethiopia's start date is the 31st of the 10th. And their go live date is the week of the 13th of the 3rd.
Okay. So, Michelle and Michael, and the rest of the team, I'm hoping those windows are shedding a bit of light on the current schedule for yourselves. Any questions around that?
Just one further update from the top call, which is Cameroon. We have a call with Safe Blood for Africa on Friday, and we're going to discuss the sort of ongoing engagement with Cameroon. They've got quite a way to go in terms of the SOP development and their processes. And so we're just going to catch up with them, but it's looking like their implementation will begin early next year.
Hi, this is Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I actually missed the Ethiopia dates. It was not coming through clearly. When is Ethiopia starting, and then when is the go live?
So Ethiopia starts on the 31st of October this year, and they go live for the week of the 13th of March next year.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then you said Cameroon, maybe early next year, then they start.
They'll start early next year.
Okay.
And the current schedule, Ronwin, correct me if I'm wrong, sees Cameroon's go live only happening post end of March. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So that'll be into the next year.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just the update from the speaker, if I can hand over to yourself and Malekwa, Carl.
Sure. Everything's burning. Everything's falling apart. As you know, the implementers have run off. Michael and I are trying to do training. Yeah, that's a lie.
A big lie.
Very big lie. Malekwa, why didn't you start? Because I think you've got more truth than I do. How's it been going so far?
I think it's been going very well from last week. Everything went according to the schedule, because last week they managed to train me and Hozo, who has taken the place of the quality officer. And this week they have started training all the laboratory staff, doing theory and practicals. And Khotso and Gandhi have already started doing the operational qualifications. And like Linda has said, we have already sent the gaps that we identified for the support, and some of them have been addressed, but I think others we have been told that they'll come on the next release. So I think everything is going very well now. And I think the module, the blood management module, is the easiest one. Everybody's happy about it, especially the issuing and the inventory part. I think they are very good. So, everybody.
Fantastic. Thank you, Maleko. I'm going to let Michael maybe comment in, since he's an external auditor of this, and then I'll wrap up from there.
Yeah, just quickly, I mean, it's day three that I've been here, but, you know, when we walked in on Monday, Malekwe presented us with an issue about reporting, and so, you know, Carl quickly got on that to troubleshoot it, and, I mean, just from an observation perspective, the interaction back and forth with Cape Town, and then how quickly a diagnosis was made, a solution plotted, and we got that sorted out. So, you know, from that perspective, it was very interesting. Yesterday, we went out in the morning to observe a mobile clinic, a collection site at an occupational kind of vocational type school, which was also interesting to see how that happened. And it gave us a chance to observe their mobile team in action. In the afternoon, I came back and sat in on the training session. I think Malekwe had already alluded to that. Certainly, I think the training are just incredibly excited about being able to get up and start moving with the blood management module. They're incredibly, I think the implementers here, we've nicknamed them the train. They're really phenomenal. I mean, the way that they end their knowledge, I think, the training, they refer back to the manuals. They just tie everything together. I mean, the rapport that they have with the staff, their training style, everything is just really exceptional. And I've been very impressed so far. So, again, it's day three. We still got another. So far for me, I think having a chance just to come to Lesotho again and to really observe the trend.
Thanks, Michael. And then just to wrap up before we open the floor to any questions, it has been quite exciting to come in and see the systems up and running and the teams getting engaged. I think Michael said a lot about the rapport that Clanty and Tendai have built here with the LBTS staff, which I think it goes a long way. I'm really hoping that we're able to see that continue living out in the implementation, that peer relationship and friendship is used to better support Lesotho Maleko. I think we really need to lean into that and use that. You know, these guys are good at what they do, and I think they can do some great things. Interestingly, we had a conversation this morning over breakfast talking about the go live, when we move from the training instances to the real live instances. And one of the ideas that came up was if we would be able to do that over a weekend so that there's no downtime for the service. So if the team, the implementers fly in on a Friday and then on Saturday, they can actually get access to the server, LBTS. To actually do the installation validation and everything. So come Monday morning, it's not a day of downtime and units are not being collected. So it's something to think about. I don't know how the logistics would handle on your side, but it may be very good just to do that once if we can, so that there's no interruption for services flow. But otherwise, I think, Ronwin, that's something to think about from an implementation planning perspective. The probabilities, possibilities of that. I know some services it may be impossible to do, others it may be more probable.
Sure. So basically, we will be there the week before any implementation. So we will be there over the weekend before go live to do that kind of work, if we can get access to that service.
Yeah. Right, but I think overall, the Lesotho is going well. Generally, I think we're still seeing some of the effects, or we definitely are seeing some of the effects of the education department's ban on blood collection in schools. But whatever we can do, we will definitely try our best, Molekwa, to do as a combined team. So as much as we're here to work with PSIS, you know, while we still have CDC on the line, in the room and on the line, yeah, it's good to bring these challenges up.
Yeah.
And I think also for the general community, once you're the first pioneer, Anya, as we bring other countries in, I think it'd be very interesting to share some of these experiences and hear what Zambia's doing, or what Ghana's doing, or what their challenges are, so they can learn from yours and vice versa. But any questions to us? I had to get rained out.
Yes, hi, Carl. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah, I just had a quick question about, I don't know if you discussed this prior to me joining the call, about the next countries. Did you see my email where I kind of outlined a couple of countries to consider?
Sure. We haven't discussed it. It is the next agenda item.
Oh, it's the next. Okay, no problem.
Great. And sure. Christine, Daniel, Emily, anything from yourselves around updates on what's going on in Lesotho?
All good from my side, thanks.
Great.
See if I can, Carl, I'm sorry, I had it on mute.
All right, we hear you now.
Okay, I had a suggestion. When you mentioned sharing experiences between the countries, I was wondering if you considered setting up a users group that they could share that through maybe a portal from Jembe, so that the users would like a listserv, and they could put out questions and to all, once you get multiple countries on BSIS.
Yeah. Christine, that's a fantastic question, and it's exactly in line with the current thinking that we have. What we're hoping to do is use this forum to start that and try use the existing list to get some of those questions out, and you start the user group here so that we don't fragment the community critical mass. But rather that we, while we're still this big or this small, really all work in the same community and use that to grow. Because I think some of the questions or concerns that may come out of the service may have a lot of relevance to maybe the BSIS product or the implementation strategy. But there's also the scenario where there may be questions that are asked which have no relevance to the implementation team or the product. But as those become more and more prevalent, we can maybe move that to a separate listserv. We've seen this in another community where too many listservs, you just end up frizzling out and nothing ever happens with it. So short answer, yes, we have thought about that. We'd love it to start in this forum right now, and then we can take it forward from there.
Thank you.
And Christine, a job for you is to encourage the countries that you're working in to please join into these forums to discuss, particularly the countries that are interested or showing interest in BSIS, so that they can get a test drive or a feel of the general community itself.
The country would be Swaziland. Because Angola and Mozambique are both, it has to be in Portuguese. They would have a little difficulty. Yeah.
So that please. And I think this is a nice segue, Michelle. I'm gonna lead into your area now. But I think since we have Christine here, Christine, we've heard about Swaziland having interest, but simply put, we've never had any formal expression of it. I've had Victor call me two or three times. So it's a little difficult to understand where we are with them or how we can better serve the country. Do you have any more information in terms of where they are, what they're thinking, how we could better serve them?
Sure. They had a turnover at the head of the service. Dr. Sukati retired. And there was a switch up in the Ministry of Health. They're on track. We're working with them. We just did their initial assessment for AFSBP, and we talked with them. And Bo Stanley is the acting head of the service, Stanley and Tamari. And Victor, no, they need to complete the paperwork. We'll just have to nudge them again and see if they can get it completed.
Yeah, because that. Thanks for that. I think this ties into the conversation that Michelle started over email and that Michael and I have been having since we've been face to face a bit around looking at next countries to potentially investigate going more in line with BSIS. And Swaziland was is on that list.
Yes.
I think Michelle, just to unpack a little bit more, the other countries that you proposed outside of just Swaziland is Uganda, Mozambique with the Portuguese ready, Cambodia, and possibly going deeper into Zambia. That's what I've got on my mind at the moment. I'm just checking my email that I haven't missed anything out of that. Is that correct? Is that still your understanding, Michelle?
Yes. So we talked about it all as a team when a couple weeks ago, and we think that that would be the best strategy. We definitely want to have one multi-site implementation for the next year just to start the process, because we know some countries like Zambia, also maybe Ghana, they want to do multi-site implementation, and as well as Uganda definitely wants to do multi-site implementation. And so to start with one next year would be a great opportunity, and I think Zambia is primed for it. With regard to Uganda, I just had a question. They seem to be all in agreement that they would be using BSIS. However, I've never heard you guys mention anything about receiving a formal expression of interest or even any interest whatsoever from Uganda. So I wanted to ask you, like, what exactly has your interaction been with Uganda?
In the last 12 months, nothing. That's the honest truth about it, is that there is, at this stage, we haven't had any formal engagement with Uganda at all. Previously, I think it was a UK blood service was offering TA to Uganda, and we discussed BSIS with them at a very high level. But to date, we've had no interest from Uganda to us. Outside of the fact that you've put it on the table in your last email. So we haven't engaged with them yet. We'd really like to start engaging with next countries very, 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 very soon. Very, very soon. Because, and another very for good luck. And the biggest challenge that we're seeing at the moment is countries are delayed in implementation because they lack hardware. And they lack the procurement process of bringing hardware in place in time. Key examples: Zambia is down by a month. The Ethiopian team has got a maintenance schedule by which they need to be up to speed, otherwise they will be pushed out. Ghana's on track for server hardware, but they're still procuring label printers. You know, we're now into sort of 6 months into the award, and we're starting to implement. For next year, for us to really keep an implementation momentum, we need these countries to be considering the hardware expectations today. And in fact, today is too late. It should be happening yesterday for us to keep a level of momentum. And with that, if we can start getting these countries around the table to actually really bring their interest in, that's going to be very important for us, particularly as we look at towards year three. And I know, Michelle, yourself, Michael, and Bakri will be looking at the objectives of year three. We don't want to end up seeing what's happening here with Cameroon, for example, where there will be a carryover of a go live event because they're just not ready. So if we can short circuit did conversations and do what we did when we were all sitting here in Maseru in April. If we can start doing that now, in October, I think if a few of these countries are going to be at the AABB Congress, start kicking off there and aligning the country's thought patterns towards understanding hardware requirements, procurement patterns. That means by the time we get to March, hopefully we've been able to be doing one or two initial pre-implementation visits so that there's no lag. We'll just continue with this momentum. Without that, we're going to end up in a very similar situation where we are this year, with the latter half of the year very heavily laden with implementations and countries being disadvantaged, not because they aren't ready, but because we just have a limited capacity team and you can only time slice so much. So I want to pause there just for the team, for any thoughts or comments around this from anybody around the table.
Well, thank you for that, Carl. I appreciate it. So what I'm going to do is, because I need to, Uganda is a special case. We just had our consultant re-engaging with Uganda earlier last month. And so I have a special time to sit down with her and talk a little bit about what their plans are on a more personal level with regard to BSIS. So I think I'll use that opportunity to kind of have her probe a little bit and give me whatever information she has with regard to BSIS and expression of interest. But the question that I have for you is with regard to AABB conference, are you currently setting up meetings to speak with the countries that are considering implementation as well as those who are potentially interested? Is that something that you would like to do?
We haven't started doing it yet because the countries for next year haven't been finalized. If there's an opportunity, we'd absolutely love to get that going. And obviously we do that with the TAs that are being supported and with the support of yourselves, much like what we'd had happen in Rwanda. If we could do sessions, we're very, very valuable to really kickstart it and get it moving.
Okay, so I'll reach out to the countries that I'm currently working in, and our team will reach out and see who's coming actually to AABB and then pass that information to you so that maybe we can start coordinating meetings in October to at least start the discussion and hopefully move from there.
At this stage, Daniel and I are earmarked to be there at the Congress. Unfortunately, Linda has personal commitments and Ronwin is doing her job and implementing. So we're not going to pull her away from that, but we'll have to deal with the second team, which is Daniel and I, and leave the A team doing what they do best. But we'd be very happy to meet with countries and go from there.
Okay.
Great. Any other thoughts or questions around countries like that we're talking about?
Carl, this is Christine. I just had a comment regarding procurement. And having worked in providing technical assistance for many, many, many years, that is a critical issue that has been an issue since the beginning of, from 2004. Every country that AABB has worked in, we can implement and provide assistance as fast as we need to, but the country has, when it involves procurement on their part, it very much slows the process down, and you have to add a six-month procurement cycle before you can ever get started. And that's just been consistent from the beginning. And I think you're very wise to be looking at it now, because if hardware has to be procured on the ministry's budget, it takes a minimum of six months.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't really want to say thank you for that, Christine, but I know it's thank you. I wish you had different news for me, to be honest. Yeah. But yes.
Well, I have not found it ever to be any different in any country. It's very much the cycle that takes for procurement. I've looked at, test reagents when we wanted to implement a new test, and we have to put, we have to put in time in our timeline just to get that to occur.
That's the way it is. Yeah, I've got Malekwa nodding next to me here going, it's very true. So yeah. I think as part of planning our program, just to Michelle and Michael, I'm nodding at you, if we can
really try to take that into account, particularly since our implementation strategy has a sustainability requirement of countries procuring their own hardware and ensuring that their infrastructure is in place. And when we say sustainability, it means the longevity of the intervention. So if we can get those conversations going with the number of countries we're pushing for next year, plus one or two, if there's an opportunity, hey, really happy day scenario to get that moving. I know Ronwin's already looking at some of the planning and scheduling estimates for these various countries next year. And we're also trying to align the needs and expectations of countries aligned with the product roadmap, which has, as we really started pushing into the QA, it's gone deeper in many areas that we'd wish we'd be able to get a little wider along. So, but what we have now is quality assured by our team. So, but then we'll start spreading out from there. Just also to say, we've had an engagement, an on and off engagement with Cambodia, the non-African cousins, and they've actually sent quite a detailed list of questions through to Linda, well, to the Genbi team, which Linda has taken upon already, or if she hasn't, is being encouraged to start drafting some key responses to that, that we can get back to her counterpart in Cambodia, also Linda, with the responses on that side. But I think that's also going to be an interesting one. If they're at the AABB Congress, it would be very good for us to start setting up discussions around these countries with them. All right, next country update that we're in. And I just want to pause. That was the last agenda right on the agenda. Are there any updates or add last minute breakers around product implementation and or next countries?
Hi, Carl. No. I just wanted to circle back. Hello?
Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly just circle back on a comment you made earlier about going live on the weekend. So I think generally it's a good idea, particularly from a blood center standpoint. I just wanted you to keep a note in your mind that the level of CDC office engagement, the local CDC office engagement, may be hindered a little bit with weekend activities. But I think it's a good idea overall.
It's not the actual go live event. What we were talking about, it's a bit of a standard practice from commercial IT system installation, is to do maintenance and updates in outside of normal business hours. So what we've seen in South Africa is that our banks generally tell us that Sunday at 3 a.m. in the morning, they're going to be updating the system. Expect some downtime. And we wanted to look at something similar with Lesotho. Is it's more the installation of the software so that the daily operations of the servers continue, but the actual go live, the launch events itself, the actual implementation go live, I would definitely recommend that the donors and the recipient services find the most appropriate time to get the best press out of that. From a pure software perspective, we want people touching the surf until we finish with it. It's go away, leave us alone, and then you can come back and play when we say it's safe. That's kind
okay.
of the plan.
I got it.
Yeah, but thanks for that question. I realize my language is a little ambiguous there.
Okay.
Great. All right. Well, with that said, we're 6 minutes out on the hour. I believe we've had quite a strong call today. Unfortunately, Annie, our M&E lead, is, I think she's somewhere in South Africa working with the Department of Health, but hopefully in the next call, which happens in 2 weeks, we can touch base a bit on some of the M&E frameworks. Michelle, expected coming your way ASAP. We want to get that through the CDC process as soon as we can, so we can actually start moving it onto the ground too. I know you're just as desperate as we are to start looking for some outcomes and some data points.
Yes. And also, just a quick note, right now our team is in the process of adding an additional person within the next month or so, and it's very possible that we may be shifting some responsibilities. So we'll keep you updated if anything changes on Genbi's standpoint.
Fantastic. Thanks. Thanks for that update, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. And as a closing call to action, please use the mailing list for all questions related to visas implementations within Africa right now. Invite your friends, family, and partners, peers, and friends, those you like, preferably those you don't like, well, yeah, invite them too. We're not that, we're quite an open community. And let's really just try build into this community of practice so that we build towards a unified voice in how we reach accreditation and the implementation of a information system successfully. Have a great afternoon for those in Africa, a good morning for those in the US, and the next call will be in 2 weeks' time. I don't see any reason right now why we wouldn't have a call, but we'll be catching up in 2 weeks. And as always, we'll see everybody in cyberspace. Cheers all.
Great, thank you.
Bye everyone.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Well, I've been sitting here all day.